So it's not easy, as I said. When I say not easy, it will not be without challenge to go against the grain and really work hard to bring people together across ethnic lines. Just out of curiosity, which do you think would be more difficult? To bring people together across ethnic lines or to bring people together across gender lines? And I'm only looking at male and female when we talk gender. Which do you think is more challenging? Or, to put it another way, which do you think carries more risk, trying to bring people together across gender lines or people together across ethnic lines? I definitely think the greater risk is trying to bring people together across ethnic lines. There's a lot of hatred, and a lot of hatred that's been vested in a lot of people. And they really want folks to help them with their agenda. Well, let's take a look at some of the things that American Muslims are saying about life in general, but particularly life in America, since we're talking about America's Muslims. There's a Muslim man under 30. We were talking last time about some of the comments that they're making, generally speaking, what life is like for them generally. We've talked about some specifics. You know, what do you think about violence when used for this reason, used for that person, that purpose? But now we're just talking generally what their experience, their overall experiences have been as Muslims in America. There's a Muslim man under 30 who says that he has a lot of friends and just community members who are very, very open, who are glad to have the diversity in their community, where there aren't a lot of Muslims at all. He's probably the only Muslim they know or they'll ever know. And they're glad for that. And they like to give support and be there. Here's a Muslim father talking. Occasionally, his daughter would say kids make fun of her. Or the kids would ask, "Are you bald under hijab? Why don't you show your hair?" While attending a parade, a couple from the south engaged his daughter, and his wife was sitting on one bench, and her other daughter and he were sitting on another. And the lady started asking the daughter, "Does your dad make you wear this?" And his daughter was prepared to respond and said, "Nope, this is my choice. He supports me. It's not required. My mom doesn't wear it, but I wear it because I choose to wear it." I think those types of experiences are something she goes through. And he says he thinks that they basically reassure her every time they get the opportunity, the parents, her parents. "This is what you've chosen to do. Now you have chosen to express yourself," and they stand by her 100%. This is America, and everyone is free to choose to live the way they choose. How about our president, President Donald Trump? How do Muslims tend to feel about him? Well, the relationship between Donald Trump and the U.S. Muslim community has received a lot of media coverage, especially following Trump's statement during the campaign that he would seek a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States, and his executive order blocking travel from 6 Muslim-majority countries. A complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Now, what exactly was his reason for wanting to do that? What was his specific reason for wanting to completely shut Muslims from entering out of the process of entering the U.S. of A? 74% of Muslim Americans say the nation's chief executive is unfriendly toward their group. 65% say they disapprove of the way Trump is handling his job as president. By the way, is the president of the United States of America, well, let me rephrase it. Should the president of the United States of America be a president who genuinely cares about all of the citizens of America? Now, notice I'm trying to keep this really, really simple. I didn't ask, should the president of the United States genuinely care about all the people who are in America? I think he should, whoever the president is. Now, look at the way our Creator commanded his people to handle, work with, work for, work to the benefit of foreigners, aliens, immigrants to their country. And in my mind, with the God of the universe mandating compassion and helpfulness to aliens, immigrants, foreigners to the country, any leader of any nation should be doing the same. But again, just to keep it simple, let's just, for now, not even think about people who are here illegally. Let's only talk about American citizens, all American citizens, Muslims, black people, white racists, Christians, men, women, people who are vegans. All Americans, should the President of the United States have a genuine concern for all American citizens? Or should the President of the United States, is it okay if the President of the United States of America has a genuine concern for some subpopulations of America while being openly hostile towards others, or at best, apathetic towards the plight of other populations, subpopulations of American citizens? U.S. Muslim opinion on the sitting president has turned dramatically since 2011, when Muslims expressed much more positive views of the Christian president, Barack Obama. In 2007, near the end of his second term, George W. Bush received approval ratings from U.S. Muslims that were about as low as Trump's today. Respondents in that survey were not asked whether they thought Bush was friendly toward Muslim Americans. In the new survey, respondents were asked whether Trump makes them feel four emotions. When we come back, I want to let you know what those four emotions are.